6 weeks after the opening of a federal marketplace to buy private insurance, only 877 people in Wisconsin were able to enroll. Governor Scott Walker then announced a three-month delay in his plan to move those above the poverty line from BadgerCare to private coverage sold on the exchange.
This rollout is not going to be fully effective by the time the exchanges are up and running and by the time our expectation would be for a transition.
Moving 72,000 people off BadgerCare to private coverage will save the state money. That allows the state to increase coverage for those below the poverty line. But now that's been pushed back until March 31st. In a healthcare forum broadcast earlier this month on Wisconsin Eye, some question why the state can't keep its commitment as early as planned. Bobby Peterson is with ABC for Health.
You know, we built up an expectation interest. They got letters. There's a pent-up desire for coverage.
Medicaid Director Brett Davis blamed the delay on the rocky rollout of the federal exchange.
In a perfect world, we would have gone through with the entitlement reforms that the governor pushed in the budget. You know, unfortunately, the federal government did not get the marketplace up and running. And if it weren't for the marketplace, the glitches, you know, we would have been able to bring them on earlier.
Peterson called these people waiting for coverage the poorest of the poor and said the state could offer coverage in January as planned if it dug into a rainy day fund, used settlement money, or accepted federal money for Medicaid expansion. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.